House mice are a non-native species on the Farallon Islands. Inadvertently introduced there more than a century ago by hunters or trappers, they have become numerous, in the extreme.
They are not native to the islands, and now they're in sort of plague-like numbers. There are about 500 per acre, our estimates, and biologists who are out there will say that you can kind of see the grass move when they're in their peak of their population. That's how many are out there.
Doug Condell is a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in San Francisco. He explains that the mice, indirectly, have created a threat to the endangered ashy storm petrel, which nest on the islands.
They attract predators to the island, burrowing owls in particular, who wouldn't normally be there. And when they're at the peak of the population, the burrowing owls feed on the mice. When the mouse population drops, as it does every year, the burrowing owls then turn to other sources of food, specifically the ashy storm petrels, which are considered endangered. And 50% of the ashy storm petrels in the world breed on the Farallon Islands.
So, his agency has begun working on options to eradicate the abundant, unwanted mice. Condell emphasizes that no decisions have been made yet, but he explains that one idea being examined involves covering the islands with a poison that specifically targets rodents.
The particular verdificone, which is a particularly effective rodenticide. And in the list of options that we'll develop now, it's very likely that one of those options will be the use of rodenticide. Now, which one? I can't say. We don't know. But we know that looking at projects elsewhere, the single most effective method for getting rid of an infestation where you have 500 mice per acre and where you have to get rid of virtually every single mouse. If you leave two mice, the problem comes back pretty quickly. So you have to be 100% effective. That's rodenticide. Now, that being said, the use of any rodenticide can have some other impacts on species that you're not targeting.
That's exactly what worries Maggie Sergio. She's the director of wildlife advocacy for WildCare, a Marin nonprofit that calls itself the voice for wildlife throughout the Bay Area.
Without a doubt, these chemicals are proving to be the next DDT in terms of the impact that they have on wildlife and how persistent they are. The pellet itself will break down, but the actual poison molecule will get into the environment, and they're not quite sure what the long-term effects are, which is particularly frightening to me. Brodificum will live in an animal tissue for up to 300 days. So that is extremely persistent.
Sergio says her organization is fully in favor of protecting the ashy storm petrels. They just want to see that accomplished without the widespread use of poisons.
This is a real difficult, complex situation. I'd like them to keep looking at alternatives. I don't know enough about captive breeding, but is that possibly an option? But I would like them to come up with a solution that's not going to impact other species.
Fish and Wildlife is currently preparing a draft environmental report on the options available to them, including doing nothing. That should be ready for public review and comments in the fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.